Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, I try to be very expressive and careful with what I say to people who listen to my podcast and my music. You know, being inhibited is not what I came to this world to be. When I was younger, I was so inhibited and didn't get me nowhere. I practically been an outcast because, you know, even though when I tried to do the right thing, people just didn't listen to me. And, you know, I try to be very careful. Some people consider me to be crazy by the way my antics on tweets and stuff like that. That's not intended to be crazy. It's just my expression. I know some people talk sometimes. Some people even think I'm volatile. I am not close to being volatile. I just express myself. But as that saying goes, I can't repress myself. I got to express myself, you know? And I am not on this planet to be something I'm not. But I'm respectful of other people. When I try to talk about things and talk how I feel, and if it turns people off, that's not intended. I'm an artist, you know? I've been doing music for decades, and I always been a goody two-shoes. I always try to do the right thing, but people never took me seriously or never give me the time of day, and people have stepped on me for being nice. Well, it's time for me to get even in a respectful way by expressing myself. All I'm going to say is I got tired of being the name-calling. People had called me every name in the book. Because I'm into Buddhist chanting, and because I'm into rock music, some people I have people around me think I got demons in me. Well, all I can say is, you can take that religious delusional crap and stick it up your ass. You can kiss my ass, because I don't need to hear it from some idiot who don't understand reality. What I'm trying to say is, there's no demons in me. I am very much who I am. I ain't trying to conform to what people want me to be. I'm trying to conform to what I need to be for myself now, because I reached a point where I got sick and tired. Now, I know that when I complain about things legitimately and people think, oh, I'm being crazy, why I'm saying this, and I come off as too odd, or what my tweets on Twitter. And that's not intentional. I try to be very respectful, but people simply don't get it. So my stance is that I have to express myself. I lost people, and people said I jeopardized my chances in the industry because of what I said. I didn't say nothing incendiary or controversial. As I said, I've always been open-minded to all people. I've always been respectful, but there are times where I have, you know, I can't do it no more. I have to be who I need to be. And that's not how you're supposed to live as an artist or as an individual, to try to conform to what others want me to be. I have to be respectful. I always have. But I'm tired of it. And if people don't like me for who I am, all I can say to the naysayers, you can kiss my ass. And if this is controversial, so be it. I saw that people didn't like what I said, or perhaps they think I got some, there are some people thought I have some mental health issue. I don't. I'm just an entertainer. I'm an intellectual. I'm an artist. And I have to be who I need to be. So to my naysayers, you can kiss my ass. And to those who think that this is controversial, well, you're not living in reality, because I'm unique. But I also have to express myself. To all those who love to create and love to express themselves, don't repress yourself. Express yourself. I have to express myself. And if this is, and if saying a cursing on this broadcast is seen as controversial, well, you know what? That is the way it's going to be. So to my naysayers, you can kiss my ass. I dealt with so much stuff in my life. People trying to undermine my music, my progression in life, trying to undermine me from being a successful artist. I had enough. Death and I have to live by God and me. So to my naysayers, if you think this is controversial, you can kiss my ass.